a revolution.
The future of radio.
You're weak and sure of yourself.
Actually,
the fact that you possess a sense of morality and we do not gives us an evolutionary advantage.
CyberstationUSA.com.
And if history has proven anything,
there's another problem with TV, believe it or not.
It is that evolution always wins.
Welcome back, everyone, to It's After Hours, only on CyberstationUSA.com. We go behind the scenes, in between the sheets, and now join me on the line. I give you a young lady here who keeps on hustling, keeps on working, and well, when you're in the cam business, it's a 24/7 business, and that is her life. I give you the sexy, the beautiful, but the hardworking. I give you Miss Jenny Knight. Jenny, let's start off here. The big question. So how much time do you spend on this business when you yourself are your own, you know, photographer, director, star, and publicist? How much time on average day do you spend just promoting everything, working on everything, and getting everything lined up?
Probably every hour that I'm not sleeping, because there's always something to do, and you can always be promoting and retweeting and uploading events, news sites, and taking pictures. There's always so much to do. So, yeah, it keeps me pretty busy.
How tough is that in terms of having to learn on the fly? Because when you first started doing this, you probably thought, oh, it's going to be easy. I just have a cam and, you know, I just shake my booty, do, you know, do a hot thing. And then all of a sudden you start learning, okay, I need to learn coding. I need to learn, you know, JPEG and wave formation. I need to learn MP3, MP4. I mean, for you, how tough was it having to sometimes learn this and adapt on the fly?
It was easy for me. I adapt pretty well, but I went to college for computers, so I'm very computer savvy. So I think that helped a lot.
So how'd you get involved in this in the first place? What made you decide to, you know, hop on a bad foot and do the good thing, as they say?
Actually, I was watching porn one day, I think on X-Videos, and the girl, the way she was acting, I was like, what is she doing? So I clicked on the porn, and she had one of the Lushes and one of the Lovinses. But I had never heard of camming, so I didn't understand what she was doing. But then in the little corner of the video was a link for Chatterbait. And I was like, oh, what's Chatterbait? So I just went to the website, and I was like, oh my God, people can, like, what? I can do this from home? Like, so awesome. So yeah, I was just browsing porn one day, and I noticed the word Chatterbait for one of the porns I was watching.
All right, so the easiest part is always doing, you know, your own stuff. Because as you said, it's, you can plan around your time, you can schedule around your time, you get to do what you want to do, and, well, that's how it is. How tough is it when all of a sudden you're doing scenes? You know, you're getting other girls, getting other guys, trying to plan this. Because everybody thinks, oh, easy, you just, you know, grab some people, that's it. Tell us some of, you know, the toughest part about putting just a regular scene together, a regular boy girl for your own site. How much does that time does that take?
It takes more time trying to find someone to do it, because I mean, everybody wants to fuck, but nobody wants to fuck on film. Not if that's not like their job and they're not a sex worker. So it's actually incredibly hard to find someone to be like, hey, let me suck your dick and you film it. Yeah, a lot of guys don't like that. So I was lucky enough when I found Alfonso Lathe, because he was already in the industry and we happened to live in the same city. If I wouldn't have ran into him, not sure how many boy-girl videos I would have, because it's really hard to find someone that will let you film them.
So let me ask, and we can play, let's say, yes, if that has happened, or truth or dare, how many men have said, yeah, I'll do that, but I got to wear a mask, or I don't want to have my face taken? So why not? I'm guessing, you know, the mask is sort of a no deal because it looks weird all of a sudden when you're doing a bad thing. The guy looks like he could be a terrorist. Why? How tough is it just doing that? You know, shooting a boy-girl film and there's no face for either guy? Or is that one of those things where it's just like, okay, this is going to be tricky and your camera angle looks all of a sudden like crap?
No, you can get some really good angles. If the other person's face isn't showing, I don't like to do that because I like to show, like, the chemistry between the two people, and, like, kissing and looking each other in the eyes and things like that. And if they won't show their face, you can't get, like, the chemistry on camera. And I don't know, it just looks weird to me.
So all this is going on, as you said, and you're doing your own thing. How you've got to be pretty big. I mean, I'm looking here, and you have a lot of subscribers. You have a lot of fans. Have you thought about shooting for other companies? Have you thought about, you know, working for, you know, Brazzers, Naughty America, or is that something where you enjoy being your own boss? You enjoy getting to set terms, make all the money yourself, and not have to share it with a third party?
Yeah, no, I don't want to be mainstream. I don't want to shoot for any companies. I don't want to be paid for work. I want to always make residual income off of videos I'm in. And I don't think I would be doing that with a company because you just get paid a flat rate for a scene. And they'll always make money off of it, but I wouldn't always make money off of it. And let's say it's $1,000, well, that's my rent. So after that's gone, like, they're still making money off of it, and I'm stuck over here, you know, having to make something new to make money. So, no, I don't care to be paid for scenes.
Has there ever been, let's say, an offer that you was tough to refuse? I mean, because there's a lot of top companies. Brazzers, Naughty America, Bang Bros, Evil Angel. You even have Wicked Pictures. All of them, they're offering, you know, catering. They're offering makeup. They're offering, you know, big budgets here. Is there, has there ever been, you know... So, sorry, we're going to switch gears here. Tell us what you look for, because you get to now shoot your own stuff. You get to work with girls, work with guys, you know, whoever you want. What do you look for? Let's say you want to do girl-girl scenes. What kind of girl do you like? Do you like a girl more of your physical look? Do you like more teenier, older? Like, what do you look for when you're casting women to shoot girl-girl scenes for you?
Yeah, I prefer someone, like, with my body type. I think I would feel a little self-conscious with, like, a young, you know, fit girl. So definitely, like, BBWs, like myself. I don't care, like, about nationality or anything like that. Probably around my age. Probably wouldn't do too much younger, but around my age and my body type, for sure. Race isn't an issue, though.
But you don't want to work with somebody who, I'm guessing because of the way you talk, you don't want to work with an 18-year-old or somebody who's 60, and all of a sudden you're like, okay, I got either a grandpa fetish or I got somebody who could, well, with some, let's say, southern comfort, they could be my kid. I don't want something like that.
Yeah, but then again, I do a lot of taboo mommy scenes. Although I've only done mommy son, I would be willing to do one with a younger girl, a mommy scene.
So with all this going on, how tough is it getting, just as you said, getting people to do this, getting people to show up on time, getting them ready, and as you said, you're doing all this out of your own pocket. It's not like, you know, you have these, a bigger company where they have money to blow. Okay, yeah, catering, food, makeup, it's, well, whatever I can afford at this time. So how tough is that, putting together a full scene, and how long does it take just to put together a 30-minute clip?
I mean, the clip itself would take, like, an hour, probably, with changing positions and all of that. But then you have to, like, include, like, hair and makeup before that, showering, cleaning your house, getting the scene together, like, picking the camera angles. The actual shooting the scene itself is the easiest part. It's getting ready, and then you have to edit it and make teasers and all of that fun stuff. It could take, like, a whole day if you want to, like, do it and get it out that same day.
If you're just tuning in, ladies and gentlemen, we are very proud to have on the show the gorgeous and voluptuous Miss Jenny Knight. You can check her out once again. There's a lot of things going on here with her. Only on it is OnlyFans.com. It's also, she is on Chatterbait. Tell us about the cam shows here. Because when I talk to a lot of these women here, and we've been very blessed to have a lot of cam models on, I'm always amazed that it's you can carry all these conversations, and yet it's literally like having 20 puppies. There's, you know, all these people going, hi, how are you? Hi, how are you? Can you look at me? Can you talk to me? It's like, God, please, people, just shut up here. Let me figure out who the hell you all are so I can say hello. How do you keep your sanity when you have all these people who are just pawing on you going, hey, can we talk? Can we talk? Can we talk? Hi, how are you? How are you? How are you? It's like, all right, enough people, please just shut up. You're giving me a headache.
Well, I love people. I'm a people person. I'm like a social butterfly, so I love to talk. And I love to meet
So when you do all this, when you have your cam shows, and as you said, you're trying to get people to do all this here, how do you keep energized? I mean, what are some of the things you do when, as you said, sometimes you're on camera for 4 hours, you know, 5 hours, sometimes even 8 hours of time, and it's literally just, you know, you're interacting with people, you're trying to keep everybody's names, faces. I know you have a lot of energy here, but what are some of the tricks you've learned to do to, you know, pace yourself or keep that energy rush so that you can do a, you know, good 8 hour camming and, you know, make some money, hopefully.
Music's always good. You know, when you hear music, you want to dance and move around a little bit. Wine always helps. Wine, and I like taking candy, something to chew on. I'm not really a big caffeine person, so I can't say like coffee or Red Bull or anything.
Last couple questions, we'll let you go. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, we are proud to have Jenny Knight. I am smitten already with her. Let's talk about the big question. How tough is it explain to people what you do in terms of it's a 24/7 business? You, as you said, you're on your phone. You're texting, tweeting, sending images, taking pictures. You're uploading stuff. You're scheduling with people here. And no matter who you're with, whether it's a boy, girl, friend, relationship, family, I'm guessing there's people who go, well, why can't you just spend some time with us? Why can't you put your phone down? Why can't you take a break? And you're going, this is my business. I got to take care of it. This is my baby. My baby never sleeps. How tough has it been explaining to people what you do and explaining that this is work? You know, it's not just, you know, sherries and giggles. It's not just, oh, yeah, I'm on camera doing this. It's a 24/7 work job that never sleeps, and you have to adapt to it.
Yeah, when I first started camming, all of my friends thought it was like, you know, all giggles and fun and stuff. But then once I started showing them like my statements and the money that I was making, now I just tell them like, basically my time is money, and to be sitting at home just chilling with you watching Netflix, you know, not doing anything, like I could literally be using that time to make money. So I just explained to people that I would much rather watch my checking account grow than hang out and go to the club and spend money that I shouldn't be spending anyway. Like, money is motivation, so I just like to watch my checking account grow. So I just tell people, tough. I'm sorry, tough. If you want to do it with me and you want to be in a film, then we can hang out. We can make money together.
What do you do then for just fun? I mean, as I said, when you need that break, when you need, as you said, when you need to say maybe a mental unwind, have it, you know, maybe one day a week or 2 days a month or maybe a weekend where you can just unwind, you know, do everything. What do you do? Like, what are some of the things you enjoy doing that, you know, most of us take for granted, but for you it's just like, all right, this is my day to just zen out and relax. This is my day to unwind, and then I'm going to start just pounding that pavement and getting that money the next day.
Sitting at home. Like, I'm literally, like, the biggest homebody ever. I'm such a hermit, and I hardly ever leave my house unless I absolutely have to go somewhere. So, if I do take a day off, I just, like, you know, lay around and cuddle with my dogs and eat bad food and watch funny sitcoms. I don't really go out to the club or the bar or anything like that. If it's summertime, I love to go to the pool and the beach. I live on the East Coast, so there's lots of water here. And roller coasters. Yeah, I like to go to the amusement park. We, where I live at, we have a Busch Gardens. So it's only like 30 minutes away. So I really got a lot too.
So before I let you go, I got to ask, is there a chance that the West Coast fans will see you at AVN? Is there a possibility you'll be invading Vegas, shooting some content, seducing some people, and making a whole lot of money in the process?
I have been thinking about AVN, and I think I'm planning to. I'm not sure, but I'm not going to announce it on Twitter until, like, right at the last minute. I'm a last-minute kind of person sometimes. Sometimes I like planning, but then sometimes I'm like, no, I don't want to do that. And then when it comes time to do it, I'm like, shit, let me just go ahead and do it. And I just, like, make last-minute plans to do it. I feel like that's how AVN is going to be if I go. It's going to be a very last-minute thing.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, I give you the sexy, the beautiful, but the hardworking 24/7. I give you, it's none other than Miss Jenny Knight. Jenny, before I let you go, where can the fans check you out at? Where is the Twitter page, Instagram, your cam networks, your website? Where can the fans hit you up at, my dear?
You can find me on Twitter at Jenny, JENNI_Knight. KNIGHT_24. And if you just go to my Twitter, all of my links to all of my sites are there. I have lots of great porn teasers. I do everything nude on Twitter. I'm not censored in any type of way. So, yeah, all my links can be found on Twitter.
Jenny Knight, ladies and gentlemen, once again, one of the hardest working ladies in this business. And she's planning to take over just one cam show at a time. We come back. We got a whole lot more here only on It's After Hours on CyberStationUSA.com.
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shake-up to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
CyberStation USA. CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple. Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA, always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.
Welcome back, everyone, to It's After Hours, only on CyberStation, CyberStationUSA.com. We go behind the scenes, in between the sheets. Join me on the line. Visiting lady here, well, for a while, she was the it thing, bigger than the iPad and the iPad Touch combined. She took some time off, but now she is back, reinvigorized, revitalized, and, well, she has revamped a lot of things. We're excited about this to see. I give you the sexy, the beautiful, the gorgeous. I give you it's Mackenzie Lee. And so, Mackenzie, to start off here with, where the hell have you been? People are missing you. Like, did she disappear? Did she go into a cult? Did she join the Republican Party? What the hell happened?
I was just hiding. Just for a little bit, though. You know, no, I took a little bit of time off. I decided to be a regular person, you know. I was doing a regular job, and I got a divorce. That was the biggest thing, which is a bonus. And then I was kind of bored, so I came back. You know.
So let's talk about the big thing, the regular life. Like, what is that like for you, and what made you decide to go into the regular life?
I don't know. I think we all get that itch every now and again that we want to know what it's like on the other side. Like, the grass is greener on the other side. Well, let me just do a 9-to-5 for a little bit. You know, and so I went actually into the medical field. I was working in senior care homes as a med tech, and I was obviously a carer too. So I led a team of people. It was good. I mean, I love taking care of people. I obviously love people. So it just goes hand in hand with, I think, what we do anyway, you know. So...
How much was that? How tough was that for you, as you said, going from some place where in the adult world you get to make your own hours, you know, because you were the boss. You got to pick, you know, pick the groceries, you got to pick the town, you got to do everything you want. Now you went to as you said, you're taking care of people, you have a team around you, everybody, you know, you basically had to, you know, work on their terms, not yours. I mean, for you, how much was that like, what the hell, this is a little more stress. I don't like this job here. I won't go back home. I won't go back home. It's boring.
I mean, I actually really love it. So I don't mind working. I don't mind working under people. I'm actually a really great team player, as you know. So I'm able to blend in pretty well, which is the good thing about me. I can either be in adult movies and do what I do, or I blend. It's like, you know, like people see me in the store, I'll go to Target or whatever, and they're looking and they're not sure whether it's me. Is it me? It might be me. They're not sure. But yeah, it's me. So, yeah.
Let's talk about getting this past AVN. You went back. You signed. What was that like for you? Because you and I talked off air, and you said it's changed. And I asked why, because you said it got very different. So for you, what was that like going back to the AVN, someplace where you made, you know, big money, bit in your name, and got to, you know, introduce yourself to people, and all of a sudden, as you said, it changed drastically.
Totally did. I mean, obviously it was great. It was a great time for me to get to reconnect with all the people that I've missed for so long, you know, performer-wise, director-wise, and just anyone, fan-wise too. Like, I've seen some of my fans, like, from back in the day that are still walking around, you know, and they literally couldn't believe that I was there. But and another hand, like, I had, like, guys, like, this one specific guy, he flew out all the way from England just to come and see me at AVN. So I've got some diehard fans, I've got to say. But as far as AVN itself, the convention's changed because, I mean, it all used to be like we used to have massive booths in one room, and now all of a sudden it's like there's three rooms, and kind of like the talent are like, they're all like in the back. It's like, the way I describe it is like having cattle in the back of like some van or whatever, and they're all signing there. It's like we're all stuck together in one place. So it's just, it's really different from back in the day where it was really big and elaborate. I mean, it's still big, but it's just really different. It's not as I would say it's not as mainstream now as it was back then. You know, it's not big and it's not super glamorous. It's just a convention that we sign at and that's that. So in some ways it's kind of sad, but in other ways, I mean, times have changed and you know, I wouldn't say necessarily it's a bad thing. It's just different.
How much has the adult industry changed from when you came back? Because it seems now like you got to work harder than you ever did before. I mean, because back in the day, as you said, you had your DVDs, you had your store signings, you were on peak. I mean, you and a lot of the club, you know, Jenna girls or club Jill Kelly girls could do whatever the hell you want. Just, you could make your schedule. Now, you're shooting several times a day, you have mini vids, you have my free cams, it's like almost, you got to do three or four different things to make the money. How tough is that right now, as you said, juggling all this, juggling being a mom, and juggling, you know, having a normal life when there is no one job, it's three jobs, it's 24 hours long at least for all three of them, and you need to sleep, and yet you're going, okay, I can't, because I got to do this and this and this, and the breakfast hasn't even made yet, what the hell?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of chaotic. Trust me, it's very hectic. Our schedules are very crazy. Like, for instance, now, the industry changed. I actually just did a YouTube interview with Marcus London, and that actually came out yesterday, too. So, anyone wants to go see that, you hop over to YouTube, just put my name in there, and you'll see it. But it's one of them things where, right now, you're very much in charge of your own career. It's like, you are your own brand, and it's we're constantly making our own content and putting it out there on OnlyFans and stuff. So that for me is completely new and completely changed, because, like, I mean, not being funny, I'm used to having people do it for me, you know. So now I've got to work doubly as hard. So it's just, you're definitely in charge of your own future. I would say that you can make money now without even leaving your own house. Whereas before, we had to go shoot all the time. Now, you can literally make money from your own phone. You can shoot a video on your own phone. You can upload it to your OnlyFans, and there you go. You've made money. So it's kind of cool, but it's different too. So I'm very much one of them people that still loves to shoot movies. I like going out there, doing my thing. I mean, you know what it's like when you're in your own home, you're not always motivated to actually go out there and do it. It's like, oh, really? You know? So it's kind of difficult in that way, but definitely easier too. We've got many platforms to make money on. So it's a whole new era of adult film, I would say. It's kind of, you know, and watching it evolve like this is kind of crazy. So yeah. I don't know. We're forever going for it. We're forever doing something. We're forever uploading videos, or, you know, we're constantly on Twitter, or we're constantly on Instagram, or, you know, trying not to get our account deleted. So, and start all over again. It's a never-ending battle, I would say.
If you're just tuning in, once again, we got Mackenzie Lee on the show. We're talking all things, of course, as we said, the return to the industry, the changing of AVN Expo, her past life, and now coming back. You mentioned in between that you got divorced, and I know that you and I have talked about love and all this.
Yeah.
How tough is it sometimes when you have two, it's basically you are two people. There is Mackenzie Lee, the international sex symbol, this woman who's done porn and all this. And then there's Mackenzie, the woman who's nothing like this. And how tough was it for you sometimes, or even your ex, when they can't separate that? It's almost like, you know, one is the same. And it's like, no, you fell in love with me, but you still expect me to be this other character. I do this for movies. I get paid to do this here. It's not like, Brad Pitt is Brad Pitt when he's off camera. He is a whole different part. How tough was it at the end for you with this guy, him not realizing that there's probably a whole lot more than he knows about?
Yeah, well, I mean, for instance, my ex-husband was a whole different level of, he was definitely challenging in that area, because I'm not sure whether he fell in love with Paula, which is me, or he fell in love with Mackenzie, so I'm not really sure which one it was. But he wanted me to be Mackenzie 24/7, and that's just not realistic. So I can't live and I can't breathe that, doing that. So in our personal life, I would say that he was like, he's definitely a swinger, I'm not. So that kind of destroyed our marriage. So, but then I've also had relationships out of the business too with civilians that are like, you know, I've dated around and as me, and they've never, you know, it's never phased on either. So it's a never ending, like, I don't know, it's one of those things where right now I'm single. Like, this is the first time I've actually been in the business single, you know, so this is the first time I'm actually allowed to, like, do what I want to do. Like, I can shoot with who I want to shoot with. I haven't got anybody telling me, no, I can't do that, or I can't do this, or I mustn't do this in the scene, or I've got no rules. Like, now I'm literally like that Dua Lipa song, like, I make up my own rules, you know. So it's definitely a new thing for me. Like, I enjoy being single because I'm able to do what I want. Yeah, does it get sad and lonely sometimes? Yeah, of course it sucks, but it's better than having someone control every aspect of your life, you know. So that was very difficult. Being married and being in adult film was difficult, unless you have the right partner. Let's just say that.
Now, one of the things I know that you're very proud of is your wonderful kids.
I do.
How tough is that, balancing all of that? Because, as you said, the industry has changed, where
it's hustle, 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 hustle to get the money. You have to take care of now two little people who, it's not like that you just go put them in the corner and go, all right, I'm going to do this. I'll be back in 20 minutes, and like dogs, and they'll just come back and go, oh yeah, we're back. And they'll just sit there and be quiet. They have their own lives. They have their own schools. They have their own stuff. How tough is that to basically make sure they have a normal life, and yet you can do the hustle, you know, make all the money when both, you know, need your undivided attention 24/7 almost?
I mean, it definitely is a struggle. I mean, it's difficult, but I mean, they are my pride and joy. I love my girls. It's like whatever they need, they get. They're pretty spoiled, by the way. But I mean, now I'm single. I'm a co-parent, obviously, with my ex-husband. So he takes them too. So I try and fill in my work around my schedule of like not having the girls. But then also, you can have like, for instance, like OnlyFans, where I can upload things from my phone. I can be doing stuff literally from my phone all day long. So I don't necessarily need to leave the house. So I'm still available to like do things like horse riding lessons and take them here and take them there and have play dates with their friends and, you know, take them for ice cream. Do the normal parenting stuff, should I say. So I don't really think that's ever really changed. I've always been a super active mom. So it's just one of them things. You just get up earlier and have no sleep. Basically, pretty much.
I guess so. What bothered you more with this changing of a guard from industry? The fact, as they said, that DVDs are dead, or the fact that now from all these mini vids, you can do your own makeup now. You can do your own catering. You used to be able to go on set and there'd be food and catering. And all of a sudden, it's like, catering's like, oh yeah, well, let's see, I have $20. Let's go to McDonald's. There's a catering. It's like, fuck.
I know. It definitely sucks sometimes because, like, I mean, you guys know me, and I'm used to being pretty spoiled. So, like, I obviously won ABM Best New Starlet. I was very catered for, should I say, in my Club Jenna contract. Like, wardrobe was provided, makeup and hair is provided, food is provided. If you're hungry, we'll get you something. If you need a Red Bull, we'll send someone out to get it. I'm not saying it's not totally different when you're on set. They still have food and stuff for you or whatever, but it's not like the old days where you know, everybody's trying to save money here and there, so they won't hire a makeup artist, so you have to go makeup ready, which kind of sucks. Sometimes the best thing about shooting is getting your makeup and hair done and looking pretty for 5 minutes before it gets destroyed. So, you know, it's definitely a new age, but like I said, the more amateur sometimes the stuff looks, and sometimes everybody likes that because you're definitely more real and more authentic without the big hair and the big makeup, you know? So it depends on what. We've got a whole new era of like porn viewers too, you know? So I guess times are just changing and we're just going rolling with the punches and going with the flow.
Last question, we'll let you go. Take us back to your latest scene here. You just shot for Brazzers. How nice was it for you just getting back into something which for years you gave up to do, to be a responsible person, to a civilian scene, and then you got back to doing something which for you was just, you hop on a bad foot, you do a good thing, you got paid for it, and you had your makeup done also, as you said. Holy God, I got pampered. Got my nails done for free.
I totally did get pampered then. So, I mean, I love Brazzers. Brazzers, like, shoots me all the time, along with, like, Naughty America and people like that. They're still, like, very cool, really old school, still doing shoots like we used to do. So, still, you know, catering to all the talent. And it's great because they get to go on set with actually my friends that I've known now for, like, what, I don't know, 18 years? Like, I shot with Kieran Lee for that Brazzers movie. And I knew Kieran before Kieran really was anyone, before he had his, like, Brazzers contract, before he was anyone. He was still in England, you know? So these are, like, my long-term old-school friends. So it's great to go on set and, you know, people, like, recognize you. Sometimes I get that thing where I'm like, oh, dude, I don't really know where I know this guy from, you know? So obviously, clearly he knows me or she knows me, but I don't have a clue who they are. So that still happens to me all the time. But that's just my memory loss, I think. So, but it's definitely a great time. But I am moving into the area of adult film where I'm going to produce my own stuff, and I'm really delving deep inside like what I want to do, what I want to see, like what I want to do with my sex scenes, like where I'm going to go, who I want to work with. So I'm kind of creating my own stuff. Like I'm delving deep into my mind, and anyone that knows me knows that I'm a little bit out there. I'm definitely very kinky, so I want to put all of that like on screen for people to see. So that's currently what I'm working on right now, is a project that I'm doing, and basically it's going to be out there for everyone to see. So I'm kind of moving in a different area of porn too. I'm not just doing straight stuff, so I'm going to move more into the bi side of stuff. Like I love guy on guy action. So I'm going to put myself in the middle of it. So I guess we're just going to see where we're going to go with it.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, I give you Sexy the Beautiful, but yet be always hardworking. I give you Mackenzie Lee. Yeah, Mackenzie, before I let you go, where can the fans check you out at? Where is the Twitter page, Instagram, the website? How can the fans even watch you on cam or even on your vids?
Well, I have my OnlyFans, obviously, so it's my OnlyFans, and it's my screen name is Ms. Mackley, which is MZMACLEE, and then I have my Twitter account, which is actually the same thing, so MZMACLEE, and then I have my Instagram, which is Official Mackenzie Lee, so you guys can find me there, and then, yeah. I answer to most of my fans. I answer them all day long. I spend all day on social media. So you can find me there.
Mackenzie Lee, ladies and gentlemen, once again, we are proud to have her on the show. We come back. We got a whole lot more here only on It's After Hours, only on CyberStationUSA.com.
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. We shake up to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA, always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide.
Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.
Welcome back, everyone, to It's After Hours, only on CyberStationUSA.com. We go behind the scenes, in between the sheets. Join me on the line, this young lady here. Well, you've known her a long time, as she has been all over the place, from Naughty America to Brazzers, Bang Bros. She is always at AVN and stunningly amazing, and well, with 2020 rolling around, she's planning to do a lot more big things with her OnlyFans, with her mini vids, and well, she has a big scene coming up. I give you the blonde bombshell herself. I give you, it is the seductress, also known as Rachel Cavalli. Rachel, let's start off here. The big question of this news brass we're seeing, I'm hearing about you, Kieran Lee. How much do you like that? That you're on the speed, I call it the speed dial list. You know, when they want favorites, it's just basically they look through the list on their phone and go, oh, yeah, this is this person, and they just call. What is that like when you're on that list?
It's a good feeling, you know, especially with such a big performer like himself wanting to work with me. That's awesome. I loved it. It was a great time.
So what do you like about working with men? Because I know Kieran is right now a top guy. So when you're shooting with other guys and girls and you get to pick, I'm guessing, you have a say in it, what do you look for? Is there a certain look? Is there a certain attitude? Like, what turns you on when working with men and women?
You know what? Everything. Like, you're right. Attitude, the way they look, the way they, you know, perceive themselves to people, all that is important. And then, of course, you know, their cock.
So I'm gonna ask it.
Women's a little different, you know.
How so?
Women, the vibe has to be right. You can tell whether a woman really likes another woman, you know. And if so, then it usually is good energy and ends up being good stuff.
Like, has it happened where you've gone on set, you're shooting, you feel all good, then you realize that the girl just either is super intimidated, doesn't really want to get into it, or she's gay for pay, and you're like, okay, this is like leading a horse to water and trying to either drown the son of a buck or forcing him to drink a little bit.
Oh, my God. It's like the longest day ever. It feels like you can't get out of there fast enough when that happens.
So what tricks do you have to get this girl to sort of loosen up? I mean, because you've been in this industry for a bit, so now you know, okay, look, we got to work this thing here. We just can't call cancel and run out the door and just freak out. Cause,
right.
So what do you tell a girl when she has that look?
You just have to, like, you know, try to vibe with them, you know, ask them stuff they're interested in, try to, you know, lighten the situation, make them feel comfortable, whatever that, you know, tell them, you know, whatever they comfortable with, cool, whatever, they don't let them know, you know. It's just you just kind of try to go with the flow at that point.
Now, who, I guess, what girls have you enjoyed working with the most? Like, what girls or young ladies, should I say, that you've enjoyed working with who you look and go, you know what, I'll work with you for free almost, damn it, because you just know how to make things go, whoa.
Yeah. Oh, there's been so many. Let's see, Nina L, Jocelyn Jane, let's see, I recently shot with Charlotte Sens. She's a new performer. She was amazing. She was really on point. Beautiful, you know, was all about girls, so that made for a good scene.
I've noticed,
so many more.
Does it help if they're the same age? I mean, I'm guessing you want somebody who knows, like, what they're doing. So it's not like you're going, okay, this goes in A, this goes in B. Look, you don't know. The elbow doesn't go there. I mean, you want somebody who at least knows what the hell they're doing. So it's like, okay, I can enjoy, not worry about something getting stuck in some place doesn't belong.
You know what? I have to disagree with that because, like I said, I just worked with Charlotte Sens recently, and she's very young. And she knew what she was doing. She did great. And then I've worked with girls my age that do great, you know. So I guess it just depends, really. It's all about energy, you know.
So we recently got off the line with Mackenzie Lee. She was telling us about how one thing she enjoys at Brazzers and being on these bigger sets is all the perks, like, you know, makeup, catering. You know, you have people pamper you there. You do both. You do many vids. They still do the big budget productions there. How tough is it when, you know, you're doing these smaller things, you know, you're doing many vids, and you all of a sudden realize, oh, crap, I'm going to do my own makeup. I got to buy the food. I got to make sure everybody's happy here. And it's like, it's not just shooting porn. You're basically shooting porn, being a hostess, you know, being a makeup artist. And it's like three different jobs for like 15 minutes worth of basically content.
Yeah, but you know what? It pays off in the end. It's fun. But I have to agree with her. Like, who doesn't like coming to set and getting your hair and makeup done and being catered to and not have to worry about anything and then just perform? day.
So tell us about what you do with ManyVids, because every girl I know, or every young lady, I should say, has, you know, as I said, their own wish list and their own set. When you're doing your own stuff, like, how much prep do you do in terms of, you know, getting the scene together, getting the lighting, recruiting people? How much time do you spend getting everything together to make, you know, a 15, 20-minute clip? I mean, how much time does it take just to produce these?
If you wanted to plan ahead, you know, just pick a day to do it and stay focused, you can get everything done within 46 hours and be on your way, you know, and you can usually knock out about one or two in that time frame.
That still sounds a lot of them. I mean, like, because most people think, oh, it's easy. You just shoot, you point a camera, you have another camera, you shoot, there you go. Like, for the casual fan who still is learning about this here, this is a new era we're in.
You still have to worry about lighting and angles and stuff, you know? People just don't. Well, you know, I don't know. That could be untrue, too, because a lot of people in Pornhub, they like that amateur stuff, you know? With the phone and the computer or whatever it is, laptop going on, whatever. So, I don't know. I guess it's a two-way street.
Like, for you, like, do you like the amateur stuff, or do you also want to have more of that professionalism, where, as you said, there's hair, there's makeup, there's lighting? Because you strike me as somebody that you're a perfectionist. Whatever you do, you want it to look good on point. You don't want it to be, like, half-assed. Everything for you must be top quality or no quality.
This is true, because you don't want really shitty quality stuff, because, you know, that's under your name, whatever, you know? But I have to say, I probably like shooting with companies more. It is kind of nice being able to do your own hair, get your hair and makeup done, and not have to worry about it, you know?
If you're just tuning in, ladies and gentlemen, once again, we have, it's the beautiful, talented, we got Rachel Cavalli on the show. We're talking all things, we're talking a lot of things here with Brazzers. We're talking ManyVids here. What else is part of your business? Because everybody I talk to says we run our brand. So for the Rachel Cavalli brand, like, what else does it entail? Do you do cam shows? Do you do toy lines? Like, what other, I guess, pies do you have your hands in?
I don't really do too much of the webcamming or anything like that. Every now and then I try to do some Skype shows with some of my bigger fans. But, you know, it's kind of hard. I have, like, so much going on between going to set and doing my own stuff and having a family, and, you know, it's just kind of, it's a lot right now. I want to try to get into the feature dancing soon. I've talked to some people about doing that. Hopefully later on this year I'll be able to start that. You know, just taking one day at a time. It's a lot.
How tough is it, as you said, with the family, juggling everything? Because you have your adult career, which is a 24/7 business. You're tweeting, you're texting, you're sending out links, posting pictures, talking about upcoming shoots, doing your many vids. On the side, as you said, you have family, which, you know, brother, sister, kids, boyfriend, husband, whatever it is, and they demand the 24/7 time. So how do you balance it so that one doesn't suffer because of the other?
That's a good question. You try to have a good team of people behind you, backing you and helping you out constantly, because otherwise it's going to be really hard. I'm lucky and fortunate to have some good people backing me, helping me along the way, and, you know, kind of help juggle different areas out. It's nice, you know. I don't know what I would do without them, honestly.
Like, for you, how much is the family also about just unwinding? Because, as we talked about, everything you strive for must be perfect. Everything you do on set, you know, you throw it full into it. So I'm guessing, you know, for you, family is sort of downtime where it's just turn off the phone, I don't want to talk to anybody, I want to just, you know, unwind, you know, recharge the batteries. How much does it help having that second life so that you're not just, you know, literally running yourself into the ground?
You know what? It probably is really good. I'm lucky. It gives good balance, you know? And it's easy for me to shut off when I need to shut off, because I don't get that very often. So when I do, I definitely try to take advantage of it.
Going back to the Manyvid stuff, and one of the things that struck me was, as you said, the lighting and everything, the way you have it set. How much of this has been because you also go to a lot of directors, and I'm guessing you will pick their brain, no matter if it's Axel Braun, no matter if it's whoever's shooting over Brazzers, maybe even Evil Angel, Naughty America. How often do you go to these directors and just pick their brain of, all right, well, what would you do? Who would you hire? So that when you get your own stuff and you're doing your own, you know, thing, you have that list of, well, I got to want to hire this lighting guy. I want to get this makeup person. I want to get this camera person. How much does it help having a Rolodex of people that, you know, come highly recommended, that you trust, and that they know exactly what kind of quality you're expecting?
Yeah, that's nice. I've been in 3 years now. It's taken me almost a full 3 years to actually start building, like, a team of different people that I can use in different areas. So it's definitely, it's nice having them around to help, you know?
So for 3 years, like, what's the biggest thing you've learned? Like, what's the biggest thing for you that struck with you from when you first got into the business to now, in 2010, like, what's the biggest lesson you took from all of this?
Be patient. Talk to others and ask questions. You know, all of that is very important in the industry, for sure. Don't always believe what you hear. You have to go and ask around, you know, and make decisions for yourself.
How tough is that, though, when, especially in today's society, no matter if we're talking politics or if we're talking sports or music or entertainment or even porn, Twitter is sort of a two-handed monster. At one hand, it does a lot of great things. On the other hand, we've seen, you know, flame wars, comments, rumors can just start like, you know, a small fire can turn into a wildfire. How tough has that been, you know, sometimes just ignoring the noise and not just jumping in and, you know, firing back or getting into your own flame wars?
You know what? I used to do that in the beginning of my career, and then I realized it's not worth it, because it kind of is a lesson to see, just watch others, you know, and see how they behave. And, you know, sometimes I'm thankful for not stepping in and just reading other things and then shutting it off or muting people, or, you know, it's negative energy. So try not to feed to it.
Once again, I know we have to let her go, but before we do, I want to thank once again a beautiful, a gorgeous, very talented, and check out the Brazzers clip coming soon. It'll be dropping. I give you, it is once again the sensational Rachel Cavalli. Rachel, before I let you go, where can the fans check you out at? Where is the Twitter page, Instagram, the website? Like, where can the fans hit you up at?
Twitter is Rachel Cavalli. And Instagram is official Rachel Cavalli. My OnlyFans / Rachel Cavalli. If you want to talk direct to me, you can sign up at sexpanther.com / Rachel Cavalli and call me direct or text me or send me all your dirty pictures because I love them. And search for me on Pornhub. I have my account up. It's going up all the time. So be sure to hit the like and share.
Rachel Cavalli, ladies and gentlemen, once again, a lot of big things going on. This young lady, you got to check her out. We come back, we got a whole lot more here, only on It's After Hours on CyberStationUSA.com.
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. We shake up to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
Cyberstation USA.
CyberStation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. CyberStation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA, always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide.
Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.